We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Chuck Moran, who is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association. Chuck, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me on the show again.
So we were surprised to hear that the Pennsylvania-run liquor system started rationing sales of a few dozen products. I don't want people to think this is everything because there's supply shortage issues. So what is the deal? A two-bottle limit on what?
Yeah, there's about a total of 43 different bottles that right now, if you go into the state store, either as a bar owner or as a Joe Public, you're going to be limited to two of those bottles. There, you know, several types of bourbons, some champagnes. I believe Hennessy was on that list. It is a small number, but for my members, it's just that extra thing that the next thing that's happening to the industry that's just really hampering the recovery efforts.
Okay, one of those items in those 43. Does not include blue cheese olives, does it?
I don't believe so.
Okay,
no.
Good. There won't be a riot on your hands then. All right. let's ask about how are bars going to continue? If they can only do two bottles, they might go through more than that on some of these items.
Oh, yeah. Depending upon the size of the bar or the licensed restaurant, you know, they may not have that bottle available for you when you go in and ask for it. I imagine some will, swap out different kinds of bourbons and so forth. But, after everything that this industry has gone through, the labor and shortages, it's not helping the industry recover.
Well, who do you blame? I mean, or is it just circumstance, or is there an issue that you can see that directly affects it? Or would you like to see your owners get, first take?
Yeah, well, honestly, what we'd like to see is there's a number of bills up at the Capitol. We'd love to see the legislature move some of those bills that will help all these bar owners and restaurant owners. That would be really what we'd like to see. But, getting back to the problem, it's not the PLCB's fault. It's not the bar owner's fault. It's just the sign of the times. And, our industry has been dealing with all types of shortages. You had the chicken wings. You had plastic cups. I've heard from people who work in hospital kitchens who say they can't get those little jelly packs for patients because of the shortages in plastics and so forth. Now, all of a sudden, you have problems getting certain types of liquor. And from what I understand, it has to do with that early part of the supply chain, with glass and paper and stuff like that and people working in warehouses. Again, it's just one thing after the next for the industry.
And we heard about Pennsylvania on Friday morning. That was the news on Friday morning. And it was the first I'd heard of the liquor shortage. Are any other states experiencing it, and why was Pennsylvania first,
Yeah, well, actually, I don't think we were the first, but I understand North Carolina has gone through some shortages. I believe Ohio has had some issues. There may be one or two others that have gone through this type of situation. From time to time, these things do pop up. But it's one thing after the next for the industry, and the timing is not very good.
Oh, and New Jersey just announced this morning that they have a slight shortage as well.
We're with Chuck Moran, okay. Executive Director, Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association. So overall, at least we didn't get the shutdowns of businesses. I know there's still concern that maybe at some point they're going to have to take more drastic measures. Hopefully that won't happen for everybody, but how is business overall? Have people returned?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you asked that question, because I literally was reading another study this morning before coming on your show from Waze, and their study showing about 64% of participants in their study feel comfortable going back. So we're not, you know, we're not there yet. We're not back to pre-pandemic. And of course, you have this Delta variant going around, so that's not helping matters either with the recovery.
Sales for liquor, they've increased a lot since the pandemic hit, have they not?
Oh, yeah. You know, I see the financial reports periodically from the PLCB, and they're certainly making money for the state. And, you know, there's definitely liquor being bought and has been bought, you know, throughout the pandemic. You know, there's also opportunities for people to go to their, you know, your local distilleries, local wineries, local breweries to pick up, you know, other more local types of alcohol as well.
And will the shortage continue through Christmas? Should we start stocking them now?
You know, I'm hearing all different types of things. You know, there's already news reports that if you're going to be doing Christmas shopping, you should probably start now. And, you know, I guess that's not a bad idea.
Well, good luck to you and your constituents. And two bottle limit, 43 items. So you can always go back the day after the day after day. Can't you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can.
All right. Chuck, we appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show.
You got it. Chuck Moran, again, Executive Director of Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association.
I got a great business opportunity for you, Larry.
What are you thinking?
Larry's Bathtub Gin.
888 Traffic.
Happy New Year.
I never, you know, years ago, I wanted to get one of those kits to make beer, and then I just went out
Should've
and got
done it.
I just went out and bought one.
A beer?
Yeah. Traffic powered by Bowser. Over 500 pre-owned cars in stock. Kathy Berggren is scanning the PennDOT cameras.
I am, Larry, and I'm looking at a lot of traffic on 28 on the inbound side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.